1 year beyond Superstorm Sandy, all of the damage has been repaired, but the memory of the death and destruction she caused remains fresh.
Sandy has cost the residents of Maryland about $47 million, for which about 75% of that is reimbursed by the federal government. And that includes debris removal, public assistance, individual assistance.
Maryland Emergency Management Director Ken Millett says because Maryland was anticipating a direct hit from the storm, they got out ahead of it.
We did a pre-declaration of emergency, which is something that you can do to kind of put in place some federal assets. And we did that some 72 hours out, some 4 days before the storm.
The storm shifted about 80 miles to the north, and for a time, the boardwalk here in Atlantic City was ground zero. But Jeff Guaricino of the Atlantic City Alliance says while there was some flooding and damage, the town got lucky.
Atlantic City has always been a place of luck, and even with Hurricane Sandy, we were very, very lucky. The eye of the storm came over Atlantic City, and so there was relatively very little damage that you saw here in the city. And in fact, once New Jersey opened up its shore towns 5 days later, Atlantic City was up and running with nothing on the streets.
Shore towns an hour north of Atlantic City were not so lucky. Places like Seaside Heights are still recovering. John Patty, WBAL and WBAL.com.